want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is The Real Reason We Are Here, Part 2. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
If you believe in eternal life, that it's going to be heaven or hell, and you don't bother to tell someone that, then pulling someone out from in front of a truck or tackling them to keep them from getting ran over by a truck is telling them about heaven and hell and Jesus is more important than saving their life on the earth. That's what he's saying. If you really believe that, then how much do you have to hate people to not give them the truth that you believe? And I thought, this is one of the most powerful, convicting messages I ever heard, and it came from an atheist. Isn't that amazing? Now, Penn Jillette still needs to come to Christ. He still has not surrendered his life to Christ. I know he's got a lot of people praying for him. But I did see a video where another man, Ray Comfort is a Christian preacher, an evangelist, to listen to Ray Comfort. I love to watch his videos. He's always evangelizing people. But I saw a video where Ray Comfort tried to set up an opportunity. He was going to debate with kind of an atheist guy, and Penn Jillette showed up there, and Ray Comfort started trying to interview him. He wanted to talk with him. And Penn Jillette began to kind of try to get away from him. And as Ray followed him to try to catch him, because he wanted to truly share the gospel with him and talk with him, then Penn Jillette began to try to get away from him, and not paying attention because he's trying to get away from him, he steps out on a road. There's a car parked, and he steps out on a road, and he doesn't even realize there's a truck coming. And as he goes to step out on that road, Ray Comfort literally grabs him and pulls him back, saving his life. Isn't it interesting that he used that example, and yet here comes a Christian man and does exactly that. Someone asked in the first service, but did he get saved? The answer is no, he is not. But it gives us a good reason to pray for him. I want to tell you, sometimes people can be just so hard-headed, so stubborn, hard-hearted. We don't know what happened in Penn Jillette's life to cause him to harden his heart like that. But I tell you what, we can pray for him, and God can soften his heart. But even more important than that, what about the people you and I do know? What about the people who are in our circle? What about the people that we do have some kind of influence on? Are we trying to ensure that they don't go to hell, that they go to heaven? And not only that, but that they become disciples of Jesus Christ so that they can also keep other people from going to hell and helping other people get to heaven? Are we doing our part? I've often asked God to give people a revelation of the reality of both heaven and hell. And I know there are people who have experienced that. But listen, God wants us to be involved, all of us. We came out of a particular denomination that taught that the guy that stands in the front is the holy one. That the guy that stands in the front and does all the ritualistic stuff, he's the really spiritual one. And God requires that person to be spiritual. Now, you just go on and live your life, and as long as you show up and you confess your sins from time to time and you partake of the communion or the Eucharist, then, you know, it'll be okay. But there's no holiness expected of the people, at least not the system I came out of. But when it comes to God, when it comes to his church, we're all called to be holy. That's why Jesus himself said, be holy as I'm holy, right? He even said, be perfect as I'm perfect. Right? Be mature. Be all that you can be that God made you to be for his sake, for his glory. Point number 3, there are no spectators on God's team. Jesus created the church. He loves the church. He's empowered the church. When we become Christ followers, we are organically connected to other Christ followers. That's one of the reasons over the years I've said this. The church is not an organization in the sense of kind of like a business organization. The church is, however, organic. It is like a family. It's not a business. Right? Now, some people approach that. I've seen a whole bunch of them over the years fall. I've seen whole ministries collapse because everything was just about the business, and it was about counting heads, and it was about how much money came in and all of that kind of stuff. But the church is described as a family, as a marriage, as a body. What is common to all churches and all of those things, as we said, a marriage, a family, and a body, is that we all have problems to work out, right? And we're not meant to be separated. Understand that in every church, you're going to have friction from time to time. Just like in every family, you're going to have friction from time to time. Is anybody here, did y'all grow up in a family or have a family of your own and there was never any friction? Let me see your hand if there was never any friction in your family. That family doesn't exist. I want to tell you, I heard a preacher say this one time talking about husbands and wives. He said somebody had told him that in all of his years of marriage, they had been married like 30 years. And he said, in all of our years of marriage, my wife and I have never had a disagreement. And the man said, the only way that's possible is that one of you at least has to be dead for the last 30 years. Because I want to tell you, you get two humans together, there's going to be friction. And I say it's kind of like God's little joke. He gives us all these different personalities. Even in this room today, you got everybody in here with all these different personalities. And it's amazing. It's a miracle, I've often said, that God can take all those people, all those personalities, and put them together and call them the church and say, no, get along, right? I mean, look, just a family, you know, just a family, it's not easy for everybody to get along. So, but here's the thing, God designed us that way so that we can learn from each other, so that iron can sharpen iron, so all our rough edges can get kind of, you know, taken off of us. And he allows those kind of things because he's trying to shape us and form us and craft us and mold us into really a representation of Jesus himself. Right? The church is described in all those ways, but you're going to have issues with your family. You're going to have issues in a marriage. You're going to have issues with your body. I have issues with my body all the time. Every time I look in that mirror and I see all this stuff thinning up here, I have issues with that. So what do? I get me some brown hairspray, right? But even with the brown hairspray, I have to look in that mirror from time to time, and I don't like everything my body is doing. Anybody understand? Whether it's my body wanting to try to get sick on me or feel injury or whatever, I'm not always in unity with my body, all right? What is common to all of those things is that they're all relational, they're interconnected, even the body. Thank God for all our various body parts, and God designed us. He was such an incredible designer for our bodies to be able to do the things that we do. And I want to tell you, every part of the body is important. Several years ago, I had a good friend, and he got in an accident, and he cut his leg off just under the knee. And I remember him telling me that he said, man, it's so real. He said, sometimes I find myself scratching my foot that's not even there. Because it's like it's still there. He said, I feel like it's there and it itches and I feel pain. They call them phantom pains. And he said, it feels like my leg's still there, but it's not there. And I've said, you know, over the years, I can kind of relate to that as the body of Christ when different parts maybe get severed. For whatever reason, whether a person passes away or whether a person just gets mad and leaves or whatever, but you still feel there's phantom pains there. Why? Because it's part of the body. And even though they're not there, you still feel there's an emotional connection there at the very least. What is also unique about those things is that every member is necessary to make this metaphor we're talking about work. And I love the way the body works together. I've used this example before, but man, every time you know, you bump your head or you stomp your toe, or yesterday I was working in my yard building a little bridge that got destroyed in the hurricane, and we're finally getting that thing done. And I was taking the old parts of the bridge and went to go pick it up to move it, and it got snagged on something, and it's pretty heavy. This thing probably weighs 150 pounds, that little piece. And boy, it came down and hit me in the shin. Well, how many of you know I didn't even have to think before I started hopping and rubbing that shin, and my mouth is saying, oh, that hurts, oh, right? I mean, I'm not even having to think about those things. They happen automatically. And that's why he calls us the body. I mean, the body ministers to itself. And so it's one of the reasons why we have you laying hands on each other and doing things, the body ministering to itself. And everybody has a part. Discipleship cannot happen without a local church. So as we gather together, whether that be on Sundays or Wednesdays or the various Bible study groups, people serve and use gifts that God gave them to help disciple others. What I want is for this church to get into this mold of not just being church people, not just coming to church because, well, this is what God requires of me to do, but to come with the mentality that what we do, the reason we exist and the reason the church itself exists, is to make disciples. And I have to allow myself to be a disciple before I can truly make disciples on an individual level. But just showing up and being a part and supporting what we do here is helping to make disciples, right? So one of the reasons I mentioned that to you guys a while ago about let's move a little closer, because we don't want somebody to walk in this room and just feel cold and feel like, ugh, you know, these people don't love each other. We don't want that. We never want them to have that kind of a thought when they walk in this place. So what gifts and abilities do you have to help others be like Jesus? Have you ever asked it? Lord, what is it that I can do? What is it that makes a difference? What is it? Nobody wants to walk into a church or any place, any business, and walk into the bathroom and the bathroom's all nasty and there's pee everywhere and the toilets are nasty and there's, nobody wants, but somebody has to take care of that. It's all part of helping to make disciples.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.